Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, we'd love to have Santa Claus. Hello!
I made her martinis triple strength and she
feels
wonderful.
I'm actually taking a phone call. That's the joke I'm doing. I'm taking the phone call. Mm.
Hello! Hello!
Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, guys. This is Brian.
Yeah. Okay. What can we do for you, Brian?
Hey, I just wanted to let you guys know.
Hey, Brian, let me ask you a question. Can I ask you a question, yeah. Brian?
Sure.
When I answered the phone with the lady from Miracle on 34th Street and I did hello, how come you didn't talk?
It didn't sound like it changed over, so I couldn't tell if you guys went to my call or not.
Oh, I hit in the air.
Oh, you didn't hear that?
Yeah,
But did you hear me say hello?
Yeah, but I just didn't know you guys were talking to me, that's all.
Okay. I just was curious because it was kind of the bit. It was a surprise. Nobody in the studio knew it either.
Was it Mrs. Doubtfire you thought was calling?
Could we start again? No, I don't want to start again. I'm not going to do that with Brian. You know what I'm going to do, Brian? I'm going to let you talk. Do you have an agenda?
Well, I just want to say, so I'm actually from Phoenix. My work sent me to Tampa for 2 weeks. I work with all the flood damaged and storm damaged vehicles down here. And
thank you for that.
I know you talked about this Billy Pacillo guy, and he is literally all over every TV station, every radio station. You were not kidding. This guy controls the airwaves and TV and like TV stations.
He's big media.
He is.
Are you getting the ads now? Where if you first of all, he's giving a great deal on a. Is it a Cadenza? Is that the Kia Cadenza? Is that the nice one?
I believe
that he's giving a great lease special on post hurricane. At least he's saying he's doing it for all of us. And then if you buy or lease the car, you get to go to a Mexican resort, all inclusive.
Oh, you get to get away.
Are you getting those? Yeah. Mm. And it's huge.
He even, what I thought was kind of weird, it even tells you that if you're not 21 and you can't drink in the States, you can go on this trip and you can drink alcohol.
He's using that as a sales pitch?
Yeah, he is. He also is doing one where his cohort is dressed up like a nun. And he's in church. It's a good. But thanks for the call. Enjoy. And thanks for all the good work you're doing
hilarious.
Down here, Brian.
I can't
keep
believe he's selling
Billy
cars
Pacillo.
Like it's beach week.
Let's go to Pennsylvania and say hi to Wes. Hi, Wes in Pennsylvania. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, guys. I'm feeling a little under the weather, so I'm staying home from work. But nothing's going to keep me down from calling TMOS.
Well, God bless you. What is your malady today? What are you nursing at home?
Some kind of damn sinus thing from the sound of it. I sound like crap, but
can I give you a little advice, Wes? And this might be helpful. What I want you to do is, especially because have I dealt with sinus issues and I know my way around a lot of medical issues, as any of the guys on the show will tell you. Here's what I want you to do. Don't do it until I get finished demonstrating, okay? Here's what I want you to do, Wes, especially if it's the sinuses. You hold the end of your nose like this. And then it's going to be a funny sound because it's not going to probably help right away, but it's ultimately going to make you feel better, okay? So just I take my thumb and my forefinger, and I put it over the end of my nose, and I kind of squeeze tightly, and then just listen. I'm not sure whether this is going to translate without me standing next to you, but if you can hear the sound and recreate it, maybe you'll be able to do it. So listen up. All right, here we go. Sma! 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 Okay, Wes, would you like to try it?
I'll give it a whirl, but I had a question for you first, Mike.
Okay, go ahead, Wes. It's Funny Wednesday. All the funny callers are calling in.
Agenda hump day, Mike.
Yes, what can we do, Wes?
This is I heard a couple of days you were talking about Steven Seagal. And I read an article yesterday that George Foreman has actually...
Yeah, it was on the show yesterday.
Oh,
thanks for the call. We appreciate
burn.
It. Let's go to David from Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, David.
Hey, Mike. Rob,
hey, David.
And Oscar. How are you doing?
How you doing?
Great.
Just fine.
Just working on my sinuses a little bit today, David.
How does that sound, though? Yeah.
Fma, 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 fma.
I'm wiping my speakers off.
That's funny.
What can we do for you?
Well, I've got a question for you, Mike. I'm wondering if you've ever done an impression for the very same person you're doing an impression of.
Oh, oh wow.
Boy. Rob, I know that. Rob knows better than I do.
No, that wasn't one
Not
of them.
Paul Schaefer, no.
The greatest one, I'm sure you've done it several times, but my favorite one ever was dueling Bob Barker's at Television City. And the reason it was so great is that Bob Barker was very cool with it. He thought
he liked it.
Yeah.
He liked it. I have to tell you this, probably the number one comment, as well as the political thing with people with O'Reilly, some people like it, some people not like it. The number one thing was they had wished that I had done Bill O'Reilly interviewing Bill O'Reilly.
Can you imagine?
I wish I had that kind of courage.
Can you imagine?
I probably should have done that. That would have been. See, the thing is, though, here it is. Rob works very hard to get some of these interviews, and
can't keep burning bridges and ask
you
for more.
You can't burn
interviews.
Those bridges.
No, we can't. I've never dealt with anyone who did that.
We can't burn the bridge, but I have gone back to that time and time again, and I thought, wouldn't it have been funny? He's like, so what are you doing now? You having a good time? Well, that's what we're doing, Mike. We're doing this, and I thought it would have been funny, but yeah, Rob remembers Bob Barker, and they may have. Did we ever have Regis on formally, or did I just? The only thing that would count is when I pretended to be Regis to get into his voicemail, and then Regis got on the phone, and he said, "Who's this?" And I said, "Regis Philbin," and he said, "This is Regis Philbin." Is that? I hope that counts, David, but thank you very much.
I remember
for the call.
That day because my underwear crawled into my mouth.
There we go. Sam from the... By the way, I've got my monitor like up at the top of the studio, so it's like whenever I do, I look like you're not supposed to look during a TV debate. Duh. Sam from the Outer Banks. Sam, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, Mike, no, I hope you didn't strain a vocal cord in doing that sinus thing there. So.
No, I didn't. I'm fine.
Okay. Sharing experience with foot and mouth disease, which I know was just in your household recently.
Yes.
To warn you, you don't want this. And when adults get it, not fun. If you notice you're starting to get joint pain in your knees, your major joints, go.
That's every day.
A steroid pack. Quick. Well, yeah, I was going to say with the hip situation, you probably couldn't tell.
It gets any worse, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, I don't. I think the window of now, God, this call, you're going to get me all day. I'll be thinking
Sorry.
About this.
No.
I thought
all
adults
day.
Couldn't get foot and mouth.
I thought, no. Carla read about it. Carla read about it and said that adults get it and they don't get it as bad as kids do.
Oh, it's worse. I had it about 10 years ago with one of my kids got it.
Oh,
and it's called Fitz disease. It'll also be called Fitz disease.
Or does it go away? Just tell me if it goes away. Just tell me if it goes away.
Well, it goes away with a steroid. You got to get the steroid.
Okay.
This has been a fascinating episode of Dr. Sam.
It's very difficult. Hey, let's go out to a friend in Vegas. Jennifer in Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you doing in that terrible situation this week? How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. What can we do for you today, Jennifer?
I've tried to call you guys a bunch of times, and I saw you on Vegas. On the live, and I'm just so excited to talk to you. I'm sorry, my heart's racing.
Take a big deep breath. I could give the sinus drill to you if you wanted that I gave the other guy, but we don't need to do that today. How are you holding up if you're out there in Las Vegas? How are you doing out there?
I mean, it's just been really somber and sad out here, you know, to be honest, but it's been amazing. I work at MGM, and it's been really amazing to see, like, everybody that rallies together and, like, the kindness and the love in the town.
Yeah.
That's been pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's been all over the news, and they've talked a lot about it, which I think is great, that the community of Las Vegas, which, you know, like every schlub that goes out there like I do to gamble, you know, you never realize that's quite a community out there, and that's
a
that's
strong
terrific.
Community.
Very
you
much.
Know, especially the blood donations, everybody rallying mm-hmm. together, and, you know, I admire the people out there for really, really rallying together during an unimaginably difficult time, Jennifer, and, you know, and we're going to come to Vegas again. We're going to get out there again soon. I know that.
Yeah, I hope I get to see you guys.
That's wonderful. Is there any... Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still shaking. I don't know.
There's no need to shake. There's no need to be nervous. You know what I do? Whenever I'm feeling even a pang of anxiety, just pick on Rob. Say something mean to Rob.
Please.
I love Rob.
I do too.
Yes, and Rob loves you.
Jennifer, is there anything specific we can do for you? Because we got a lot of calls standing by.
No, I just wanted to tell you guys I love you and that you're loved in Vegas too.
Thank you.
You know
Stay
what?
Safe
for
out
the
there.
People, Jennifer, that reached out to me online from Vegas during their time to say nice things about Rob and Oscar and Mike, thank you for all that. We appreciate it. Let's go to Buffalo, New York.
Hey.
Buffalo, home of the victorious Buffalo Bills. Hello there, Kevin. How are you?
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call and thank you for what you do. Me and my fiance listen to you every night, Kathy, before we go to bed.
Oh.
You put us to sleep.
Thank you.
That's very sweet.
I guess. That's such a stunning compliment that we
like to unwind with the program.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm
the guy who sent you the Billy Fasillo bobblehead a couple years ago.
Oh,
I remember.
My God.
Billy's everywhere.
You know what? What's the deal? They're still shutting you out on getting that guy on the show.
Yeah, why don't you walk in there, kick the door, and say, "What's the deal, Billy?
Yeah.
I'm huge.
Hey, Billy.
We want you and the nun."
Hey, Billy. Billy, I will be honest with you, and this I am not proud of this, but he's doing commercials from the resort where he takes everybody for buying a car, and the resort looks like a lot of fun. The resort really looks like a 10. It really does look a 10. In fact, you'd be a real rube to have to like look the resort up online, wouldn't you?
Sure, no one would
really
do that.
You'd really be you know, taking it hook, line, and sandsay. You'd be rube of the year if you did that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. If
I can go... What kind of idiot would look up the Barcelo Resort in Mexico?
Mike's like, I wonder if Billy's going to be there if we go.
Yeah.
Hey, think Billy will be at the hotel bar? Billy! Hey, how are you, Billy?
Hey, that tropical drink is huge.
Hey, how about your Bills, Kevin? Pretty good, huh?
They're doing great, you know, but we've seen them do this before and then go on an 8-game losing streak. So
I love you, sound like Jimmy.
Have enough, you know, beer backer, Bills backer parties and stuff with his Steve Christie sausages now.
Nah.
Is that like beer a Buffalo backer. Thing? Is that like a Buffalo thing to like, well, it's okay. You know, they're going to mess
they've
up.
They've been beaten down.
Yeah.
It's the optimistic fatalist. What
I
do you
suppose
think
you're right.
The way is? Well, you know, well, how do you happy. Like to have your team happy. Go to the Super Bowl? And okay, he talks, we talk. All right, let's move on. Swear to God, time capsule phone scan today. Hey, Joe from Tacoma, Washington. Joe, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah.
It's going great.
Yeah, all right. Hey, look forward to seeing you guys in New Orleans.
Woo!
A lot of fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, and we are 1 month away from New Orleans.
Oh, that's
can you believe
right.
that?
Wow.
Yeah. We are one
we are
month.
Sick.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Hey, it's official. I'm going to be fat. Anyway, it's going to be...
Bone broth, Mike. Bone broth.
Bone broth. Yeah.
Well,
oh, God.
That's actually the reason for my call, Mike. Back when I found about the show, I saw myself on a security camera at our work, and I saw a fat guy in the security camera. So I knew I had to do something, and we had already been researching the keto diet.
Sure.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
I've been on the keto diet since April 27th. It is eating high fat,
high
saturated fat.
Okay, I know what it is. I know what it is. I got foot and mouth disease. I got the keto diet. What's going on today? Jeez, Louise, I know it's a good diet. How much have you lost? Give me your vitals.
50 pounds.
God bless
wow.
you.
Good for you.
Congratulations.
You. And Joe, you're coming all the way to New Orleans?
We are. Yeah, I'm bringing my whole family along.
Joe, listen to me.
Penny,
listen,
but it's worth it.
This is great. I'm glad you're coming all the way from the great state of Washington. I will tell you this. You've lost 50 pounds. See me when you get to New Orleans. I know about 7 or 8 restaurants. I guarantee you we can gain most of that back.
Yeah, in a matter of days.
All right?
That's all right with me. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you very much, Jeb.
Oh, very sweet.
Joe. Jeb's the guy I want to talk to. Lexington Park. Jeb. Jeb, I remember that name from a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Jeb, you've called the show before, haven't you, Jeb?
Yes, sir. I called last week to discuss the app.
Yes.
Oh, okay. The app. Yeah, you were. Go ahead. What can we do for you, Jeb?
And I'm following up on it.
Following up.
Excellent.
All right. So I noticed a couple snarky comments when I did a little re-listen, and you guys really encouraged us true listeners to go down to that archive link, which is just a mere one link away, to go back to old shows.
Yes.
Well, on the app, the archive only goes back to August 17th.
Yes, because mm-hmm. we only provide, I think, 100 episodes back. Any more than would cash.
So that wasn't really a great recommendation, was it there, guys?
Well, 100 episodes is in archives, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Jeb,
I'm talking. You're listening. What, yes, are you just calling the bus balls today? What's going on?
A little bit.
Why?
A little bit.
Yeah. You like the show, right?
I love the show, and I just want the app to be better.
Okay, make the app great again.
Why can't we make this call great again?
You know, I will tell you, the Prime Directive.
The app to be great.
Oh God, I know you do, Jeb. I know you want the app. You know what I'd like to be great? The show every day, entertaining and fun.
How's the volume?
Great.
Oh, that's a big win.
That's good.
How about you lead with a positive? Say the volume sounds great. Mike fine-tuned it with the guys. Things are going awesome. I'd like a few more episodes on the archives. Todd Moore. How about that?
I apologize. Yeah. I should have led with the compliment. I should have done a compliment sandwich around my critique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you a savvy guy when it comes to like apps and things, or are you just a consumer?
Just a consumer.
Okay, you're a concerned consumer, and you know Pony is available via email to answer any
PonyBoy@MikeOMara.com.
My only point is that that's usually best for that type of thing, especially I'm doing the killer sinus bit with Jack Lemmon, and that goes over the guy's head. Then a guy calls and tells me I'm going to get foot and mouth disease, and then and then a guy just tells me to go on the keto diet. You know, I mean, it's not been the stellar phone thing I thought it would be today. Let's go to a friend. You're good. All right, hello, Dirk Vastrick. You're on the Mike O'Mara show. Hi, Dirk. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I am fabulous, and I am so excited about Noah. And I have to compliment you. I got to compliment you about picking the weekend you picked, because we get an extra hour because of the change in the time zone on Saturday night.
Party! Big Wed. Big Wed, who's dying? Party.
That's right. The Mike O'Mara show will be a 6-hour program.
Who said it's 2 hours?
It'll be a 6-hour program. Dirk, I'm looking forward to the conclave. It's our month. It's our yearly get together with fans of the show, and I know you will be well represented. And
Dirk,
I'm very excited that Carla made those arrangements for you to be in the suite next door.
Really?
No.
Remember, the way the door lock works, it has to be unlocked on your side and Dirk's side. Otherwise, there'll be no access.
Dirk, right. Are you on the Kegel diet as well?
Kegel diet.
It's keto.
No, I'm going to be showing up at one of my higher weights.
Oh, higher weights.
Oh.
Oh, you know what Carla's into.
It's all right. Dirk,
she has a type.
Yeah.
We'll see you in New Orleans.
Chris Christie fantasies.
We'll see you in New Orleans, Dirk. Thank you very much. Let's go to Mark from San Francisco, California. Hi, Mark. You're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Hi, this is your former Cub disaster reporter, home from Puerto Rico.
Oh, you made it home safe.
He made it. Remember, he called him the Wi-Fi that fell through.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm calling because I'm concerned about Mike's PTSD. He seems to be worse than me, and I went through 3 freaking hurricanes.
Ooh. What now? What do you mean as far as my rants yesterday and the day before?
Yeah, I'm wondering if I should send my mental health professional down to Florida for you.
Well, you know what? That's a constant state for me. You should actually do that. But
it's called passion, sir.
I've come into today's show with a much more positive attitude. I will tell you, though, before the show this morning, watching the news, I finally turned it off again because it's just I'm having trouble with the saturation. It gets to me. But no, I am I'm 100% A-OK, and I'll be better as each day goes on. It's just I would be lying to you my friend from San Francisco, if I didn't tell you that I do get affected by this. I do feel strongly about gun violence in this country, and I feel sad, and I feel upset, and I feel complete empathy for all the people out there. And it spills onto the show. It spills onto social media. I'm not always happy with what I the way I handle it, but I also keep it kind of real, and it sucks. It's a drag. Speaking of that, you know, something that's real, you just came from the real, which is down in Puerto Rico. What was the latest when you got out of there? How's it going down there, Mark?
Well, it's getting better, but the problem is that the mayor of San Juan is fighting with the governor. She wants to be the governor, and so she's spending all of her time on TV instead of doing her job.
Ooh.
And the inside scoop is she has barred the federal people from her joint command center so that she can claim that, you know, we weren't doing anything. And there are 10,000 people there, but...
What were you doing down there, Mark? What was your job?
So we built what's called a BOO, a base of operations, which are big tents that you can use for field hospitals. So we built what we call the Mega BOO, soon to be called the TV BOO, because it was this huge tent at the Central Medical, which is the main trauma center there, and we're going to use it as a hub and spoke, meaning that the hospitals that generators were failing, we're going to send their patients to Central Medical and use this huge, huge tent, it was 90 degrees with 90% humidity, so we were there for two straight days building this thing, and then all of a sudden all these TV cameras showed up, and it was a big PR thing, and then all the TV cameras left, and then we did nothing.
No, that's
it was
drag.
Very frustrating. So the politics are amazing that's going on there, and hopefully that, from what I hear from the people who relieved us finally, is that they are finally using that. There are teams that are scheduled to go to five different towns in Puerto Rico and are going to provide relief for the staff of these poor hospitals where people have been working 24/7 with no power and no water, and give those people some rest, but then bring people, their critical patients, to Central Medical, and then if they're critical, then they'll be flown back to the United States, because there's a whole system in the United States that involves the VA hospitals that, by federal law, are required to take patients from destroyed hospitals anywhere in the United States.
And I really, really hope that everybody can get the help island needs. And I think the most important thing you'd agree with, Mark, is we can't forget about the people of Puerto Rico, because this news story is going to go off the front page and people are going to forget. Mm-hmm. And it was demonstrated with the Las Vegas situation.
Yeah.
So thanks for your good work, and we appreciate the feedback. Thanks so much for calling in. Josh from Washington State, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm just so sinusy this morning. I just need to clean this out.
Attaboy. That's good.
Sounds so painful.
Does. Sounds very. How'd that work for you?
Oh, I still messed up.
Hey, thank you. Let's take one more call before we go to break here. Tom from D.C. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Hello, Mike. Hey, I just wanted to say, have a great show.
Oh,
thanks, Beth.
Something
Ann.
Positive.
Thank you very much.
Something positive. We'll take it.
Rob gets it. Yes, yeah. I agree. All right.
Phones are shut down. No more calls.
We got the mailbag.
Ruined it.
We sure do.
Hope that's funny. We'll take a break and start the show right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
It's Bobby Riggs.
Bobby? How'd you get my number?
Called every hotel in San Diego. Listen, I had a great idea.
Okay. Well, it's after midnight, Bobby, so can we talk another time?
You and me, Billie Jean. 3 cents, 5 cents, your choice.
Are you drunk, Bobby?
No, of course not. How about this? Man versus woman. Male chauvinist pig versus hairy leg feminist. No offense. You're still a feminist, right?
No, I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
That's right.
That's exactly who you are. And I am a tennis player who happens to be a man.
Who says that he can beat any woman on the planet? Think of the publicity that we get. Think of the money.
No.
35 grand.
Where'd you get the kind of money?
You see, you're tempted.
I'm really not. I'm not interested, Bobby. Good night.
Don't hang up.
By the way, I shave my legs.
I'd like to... Put her there.
All right, great.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love women in the bedroom and in the kitchen. But that's these days, they want to be everywhere. They want to be doing everything. Where is it going to end? Pretty soon, us fellas aren't going to be able to go to a ball game. We're not going to be able to go fishing. We're not going to be able to stop and have a drink after work. And that's what this whole women's lib thing is about. And it's got to stop. And Bobby Riggs is the man to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Custer's last stand. This is the lobber versus the liver.
Keep talking, Bobby. The more nonsense you spout, the worse it's going to be when you lose.
Well, I'm the ladies' number one. I'm the champ. Why would I lose?
Because dinosaurs can't play tennis.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get your show every day. You can reach us today, wide open Wednesday, 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Draft. Yes. Fantasy football fans, we love Draft. Been telling you about it. Hope you love it, too. Draft is weekly fantasy football, but it ain't like the other guys. Draft, let me tell you about it. You play real live snake drafts. You get other people involved in it. It's not a season-long league. It's just like a season-long league. But what it is you... Well, let me explain how it works. The draft lasts for just a week.
Yep.
There's no management, no salary caps. Just set it, forget it. Once you're done drafting, that's it. You don't have to deal with trades, waiver wires. Draft even takes care of the injuries for you. Oscar Santana.
Guys, I propose we do a three-way here. A bet between Mike, Rob, and I on draft.
Yes.
We can report back on Monday. Let's see what happens.
It'll happen this week. Oscar and Mike and Rob all competing, and I will have the best team. Thank you.
But I will win because I will play with tenacity.
Tenacity?
Draft start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. I'm going to start all New York Giants.
That's a good idea.
You can have a homer bet.
The best part, cold hard cash, draft start from a dollar, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on Draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft on your app store and join a game in minutes or play right from your computer on playdraft.com. The choice is yours. For a limited time only, all new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit, but you got to use the promo code TMOS. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using promo code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to playdraft.com and play free with the promo code TMOS. Interesting times, interesting calls, interesting world. And we have to get to this or we will not get to
it right
today.
Now. You bet.
We're going to break it in two probably, but let's do it right now. It's about you, people. It's all about you. It's your phone calls, your letters. It's you, you, you.
It's all about you.
You
what? It's all about you.
Calls.
All the time. All these things
foot
that
mouth.
I do.
Keto.
It's all about you.
You might need some mental health professional.
All of the time.
Thanks for your positivity. San Francisco. Sounded like you might have been drinking. Anyway.
Is he unhinged?
He might be unhinged. Leave it alone. Don't touch it.
Check the time in San Francisco. Here we go. Hey, Rob. By the way, any gifts, you bucktoothed idiot?
You know, Mike, I'm so glad you asked.
He writes it, Oscar. He writes it. I always have to, when Oscar reacts like that, I always
very
have to
hostile.
Say,
you know, I may be an idiot, but I have a lovely smile. A gift for you.
Oh, for me?
Mike, please take no offense, but it appears...
Can you be kind, Rob?
I'm sorry. I was taking a legitimate drink and suddenly I talked to her.
I don't know what happened to the phone calls. I do not require a psychiatrist.
Please take no offense, but it appears that a reduced calorie diet is not working for you. Investigate no sugar, no grain.
What the hell is going? Did I not work?
This came days before the phone scan.
Christ.
All right, so please investigate a no sugar, no grain diet. So here is a book of recipes to
get you started.
Whoa.
Wow. The best part is you can have all the distilled booze you want from Glenn, and he sent you Eat Happy, gluten-free, grain-free, low-carb recipes for a joyful life.
All right. Thank you.
Shall I send it or hold it here until the next time you come through town?
Get it. I'll pick it up when I come through D.C. No, send it. Send it.
Send
I would
it.
Like to read
it. He needs it.
I would actually like to. Yes, thank you. Okay.
No, we've not because you. No.
We've established
Carla
that.
Carla loves cooking. She'll read it.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday. Let's start the goddamn birthday. Happy birthday tomorrow. Or is it today?
Today would be today, yeah.
Today to Hunter Shekels.
Hi!
He's the best six-year-old listener. Oh, and I said a bad word.
Mm. That's all right. Hunter's heard it before.
Ruined.
He's not ruined.
Yes, okay. Happy birthday to Hunter Shekels, the best six-year-old listener any podcast could ask for. Yay, Hunter. Enjoy your birthday. Hunter Shekels, Hunter Shekels, Hunter Shekels, Hunter Shekels, Hunter Shekels, Hunter Shekels. Anyway, dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, just a quick note to share how your show has impacted my job. The past 6 weeks have been a little more hectic than usual due to some staff changes and some shifts in assignments. There have been a lot of meetings with circling back, looping others in, and setting expectations. Some of the meetings have lasted anywhere from 4 to 8 hours. Thankfully, I work remotely, but it still makes for an extra long day to get me through these calls. I go on mute and yell, I'm Jack Cassidy.
You think that would help?
When a certain person speaks on the call, I also say, oh, really, in my best Arch Campbell voice.
Now that'll help.
When someone says something goofy. Needless to say, I laugh out loud a lot thanks to TMOS. My only fear is yelling, I'm Jack Cassidy when we're not on mute. You are the best, Missy Booker. P.S., you are all welcome to go dune buggy riding in Oregon along the Pacific Ocean. Ooh. We have real dunes and they are awesome. Oh, doesn't that
sounds
great.
That does. Ball tagging.
Christina Granata Peterman writes, good day, guys. I was listening to some older shows and was wondering, is Sex Boy still around? Oh, I'm sure he's around somewhere. He would be 16 or 17 now. Mm. Please advise. I will advise.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on the Sex Boy studio as we speak.
Oh, wow. Probably banging a teacher by now,
lots
right?
of whips and
chains and condoms. He was big on safe sex.
Sex Boy. Anyway. Hi, guys. I have to tell you about my recent trip to Washington, D.C. We took a lift from downtown to the Nationals ballpark to watch a game. Our driver started telling us stories about how bad the neighborhood we were driving through used to be, like he used to see dead bodies just lying in vacant lots until, that is, Marion Barry was elected and started cleaning up the neighborhood. That's interesting.
Mayor for life.
He is.
That's when I interrupted his story and said, you mean the mayor for life? And he said, that's right. My wife gave me a look that said, how the F did you know that? She should have realized that I learned it from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yay!
She doesn't get it, but I love her anyway. Thanks for the laughs. Philip from Kentucky.
Mayor that's for funny. Life.
Look at all life. Those dead bodies over there. I wish someone would clean them up.
I just want a platform to pick up all the dead bodies and make sure they all...
You going to do it yourself, Mayor? Will you drag them?
Yeah. I'm going to take a wheelbarrow down and put them in a dumpster. Somewhere.
You got to put them in a dumpster because I think you also had a raccoon problem down there. Weren't there raccoons and rats eating stuff?
Yeah, there were. I take care of it. I got a special new incinerator to burn up all the trash. Fellas, I am writing today to brag on Matt Bloom.
Oh.
Yeah. The honeymoon continues.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. What do I get? I get, you know, keto.
Yo, look at look how keto.
And mental health professional. Let's get on to the adulation letter for Mr.
But look at how keto has treated Matt. Look how thin he is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know. It's very exciting. Fellas, writing today to brag on Matt Bloom. You see, I'm a rube and couldn't figure out how to access my recently purchased yearly bonus show subscription. I emailed Pony on a Sunday, and he replied within 15 minutes.
Whoa!
I know he doesn't have much going on in his personal life, but that boy needs a raise.
Well,
he was on top of it. Happy to no longer be a taker. Keep up the funny, and see you in NOLA. Daniel Robertson in Reno, Nevada.
Boom,
how about
bam.
That, Pony?
Boom, bam.
What do you have to say?
I think that sounds great, except for the no personal life part. That felt like a backhanded compliment.
Okay, there it is.
If you got one, you wouldn't have answered it. Yeah, you wouldn't have answered it.
That's true.
One negative nugget, and you took that to the... That's your learning. That's good.
Yeah.
Dear Team TMOS, today is my son's 27th birthday. His Irish paternal grandmother once insisted that he is one-third Irish. I think her math was off, but his name is Jonathan O'Ferraro. So she may have had a point. Jonathan works in broadcast transmission, Could you spin the wheel to have another good Irish Catholic boy, Bill O'Reilly, give him some career advice for the broadcast industry? It would be even better if Bill could do it live. Many thanks to you, the show, the wheel, and Bill. Sincerely, Sonia. What's this gentleman's name? His name is...
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Let's, we spin for this?
Yeah, let's see what happens. Okay.
Spin.
Okay, factor. Factor.
Hey!
Bring Bill in right now. Okay. Yeah, how you doing there? Listen, Jonathan, being in the broadcast business, I suggest a mental health professional. Probably could help you. And, go on that keto diet as well. That's the best
idea. And work on your Kegels.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You know, do that and then take a trip down to Puerto Rico, where the mayor's full of it and the president's God. There you go. That's what I wanted to say. Yes, sirree. Thank you, Mark from San Francisco. There we go. Moving right along, dear TMOS, no, this is the next one, I'm sorry. October 7th, this day in history, 1980, I was born. 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California. 2017, Oscar and Shannon are married. Congratulations to both on this historic day. Thanks to all the TMOS crew for bringing the funny. Toby White of Sacramento sending out a
Toby
wedding shout-out.
Yes,
to,
thank you.
Toby.
Toby.
Moving right along, friends. Tomorrow, Christian Johnson, that's me, is 1 year closer to 50 than 40. While I would be happy, that sounds like Garrison Keillor would say it that way.
Read it like he would.
Tomorrow, Christian Johnson, that's me, is 1 year closer to 50 than 40. while I would be happy to settle for a traditional TMOS birthday greeting, this day means much more to me now. You see, exactly 1 year ago, my wife was released after spending 5 weeks in a Baltimore ICU due to a rare neurological syndrome that strikes one in 100,000 people and is usually fatal. She has always been a strong woman, and the doctors are overly thrilled with her recovery to date, really. After her release and continuing recovery at home for another 2 months, she went back to work full time. That's a good thing because she's the breadwinner for the family, and I'm essentially a stay-at-home dad with a side job. Without her, the children and I would be having ramen noodles on my birthday, but because she's feeling better, I can have a nice, juicy steak.
Classy guy. Nice guy.
And my kids can have whatever they want. My wife has 3 months to feed four. Three mouths to feed. I'm sorry. Three mouths to feed. Four if you count hers. He seems to be... It's an interesting letter, don't you think?
He's
it's
rather food-centric.
So we're all very relieved that she's out working hard to make all our lives easier. I'm going to refrain. She had a life-threatening condition. And
she beat it, Mike.
Glad she's back to work for you, sir.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, we love you, Lynn, and we are glad you are home every day. Today will always be a day to celebrate your recovery, so stop asking what I want because I already have it. Oh, it's you.
That's sweet.
That's from Christian.
Yeah. But make sure you get that steak cooked right, Lynn.
Absolutely. Medium rare.
Yeah, that's right.
And don't call her Lynn. He calls her GT, Rob.
GT?
Gravy train. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the rest of the interns, my name is... Brock Gardner.
Great name.
Brock Gardner. Brock Gardner back to pass. Gardner back to pass. There he is in the flat. My name's Brock Gardner, and I'm a freshman in high school. I played in a football game last weekend and broke my fibula tibia. Oh, that's a painful injury. I was taken to the hospital, and the only thing I wanted to listen to that night was TMOS. That is right there. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I need for the whole day right there. They tweaked my leg all night, but you guys kept me company. Thank you. I've been recovering and doing okay, but only because of all the great shows you guys are providing for me to listen to. Thanks for all you do. Love, Brock Gardner. That's a freshman in high school.
I love that.
That got his leg broken. Woo! And listened to our show. In the hospital. That makes me very happy. Moving right along. Hi, guys. I'm a big fan of the show. I've been a loyal listener since the Don and Mike days, and I'm a proud member of the Rob Mob and look forward to your podcast every day. Your show has provided me with much-needed laughs and comfort through good times and through tough ones as well. I was born and raised in Las Vegas. I have raised my own family there. I have built a career here, and I am proud to say that I have helped develop this community. I have come to love this city, and I know we will overcome the tragedy of the shooting at Mandalay Bay. Yesterday was my brother, my birthday. Sorry about that, guys. And where I would normally ask Rob for some of his shtick, right now I just want to send my kind thoughts to the people of my city, Las Vegas, in hopes that we will heal soon. Thank you for all you do and keep bringing the awesome laughs we need. Tina Rice. God bless you, Tina, and everybody out there.
If I'm not mistaken, we met Tina at our meet and greet when we were out there for CES, and she's a lovely person.
Hi, guys. My wonderful girlfriend, Christy Branahan, celebrated a birthday yesterday. There is something very special about a person who has put up with me for over 12 years or something. I'm sorry. I didn't read that the right way. 12 years or something very wrong with her. One or the other. I won't say how old she is, but her age matches the number in a certain Sammy Hagar song. Oh. So there's that. That's a tough puzzle to figure out. Thanks so much for the birthday wish. I'm sure she will be very happy to hear this, but I will be in a lot of trouble after she does. Yes, Robert Wood, you mentioned her age.
Yes.
Okay?
I'm going to start Googling and try and figure out how old she is.
Christine Banahan, not Branahan. Christine Banahan, 25 today. Happy birthday, darling.
I love that detective show, Banahan.
Greetings to everyone. My name is Matt, and you all have ruined my life. Every aspect of your show has... by the way, we went right through the first break. Sorry about that. My name is Matt, and you all have ruined my life. Every aspect of your show has infiltrated my daily existence. For example, when anyone has a name like Barnes, I can't help but yell it the way Rob says it.
Bangs!
like I have some sort of weird TMOS-based Tourette's. I have done this in work meetings.
Oh, no.
At baseball games, and worst of all, in a movie theater. My 12-year-old son, Ben, has this affliction now, too. And like me, can no longer say the word face like normal people.
Face!
My lovely wife's name is Erin, and her birthday is October 7th. Rob, can you please let my wife know how much I love her by playing the Roberta Flack classic, The Last Time I Saw You? Can you play that for him?
Yeah, you know, I don't even think we need to spend for this, because this is just a request of Matt.
Thanks so much for all you do, and here's hoping for a future live show in Wisconsin. Matt Youngworth in Appleton, Wisconsin, wants to play this for his lovely bride, Erin. First time. Here we go.
Ever I saw your
face.
That's still my favorite.
Oldie but goodie.
Going away, my favorite. Hi, fellas. I wanted to thank you for doing such a great show. I've been. By the way, we have. Hold in my hand the final letter.
Yay!
I've been listening to Mike here in self-loathing Sacramento for about 18 years. After my most recent paycheck, I was finally able to carve out a few bucks to spend on myself. And not my three kids, and bought an annual subscription to the bonus show.
Yay! Good job.
It was a very pleasant surprise to find out that the annual subscription was less expensive than I thought it was going to be. After 18 years, it's really weird hearing Mike swear. It's like walking into a bar and finding your favorite kindergarten teacher drunk and berating passersby with the vocabulary of a syphilitic truck driver. Syphilitic. Sorry about that.
That's fine.
It's going to take some getting used to, which honestly is going to be awesome. Keep bringing the fabulous, and that's Mark Grexton, Sacramento, and that is fantastic. We will take a break because we are super late with all the stuff we do.
Yeah.
We give and give and give.
We give. It's all about them.
We'll come right back. And we'll take more of your phone calls. We'll talk to Oscar about his wedding, and we'll do a little show. Right here on the wedding show. We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's me. It's me. It's Tony P.
Hi, Tony. What's coming up this week? What are we doing?
This week on the show, we get to meet Jemima.
Oh, boy. I've always wanted to do that.
We really do. And Rob has a disgusting magic trick that he performs in a nearby park.
What else is new?
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. Here it is. Plain and simple. Do you think they'd mind a little O'Reilly Stamps?
I don't think they'd mind.
I think they'd dig it.
All right. Speedwack, here we go. Stamps.com saves you time, saves you money, you know, and you can use it to grow your business.
Sure.
You just want to do that. You want to grow your business? You do use Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can mail any letter or package just by using your computer and your printer, and you do it live. You do it when you want to do it. You don't mess around with the mailman and going to the post office. The mailman works for you. The mailman's looking out for you because you print it at Stamps.com, and he just picks it up, and you don't have to deal with the post office. That's fine. That's the way it works. Domestic or international, just click print mail, and you're done. Unlike the post office, Stamps.com never closes. You do it, keep it open all night if you want to. It's easy
all night
to create your stamps account, minutes, stamps, rather. Online, no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. It's convenience, it's easy, it's reliable, it's flexible. At stamps.com, they even send you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage. The most important thing, you're not standing in line, waiting with all the... Yes, what?
Is stamps.com, are they looking out for you?
They look out for you all the time, all right? Watch out. Right now, you too can enjoy stamps.com with a special offer. That includes a four-week trial plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in TMOS, and say easy peasy. Stamps.com. Enter the code TMOS. Don't forget the TMOS code. Pop it in there. Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Thank
All
you,
right,
bro.
We got a guy calling back. He's calling from San Francisco. He's the guy that gave me the hard time.
Engage.
About help. Hey, Mark, you're back on the show. You wanted to call in again. Usually that's something I don't do, but let's see how it goes on the Mike O'Mara Wide Open Wednesday program.
May I ask a question?
Nope. Let's move right along.
Mark! That's how it works on The Factor.
Set yourself up.
That's how it works on The Factor. Yes, sirree. But anyway, that's mental health.
Is that a voice that you have a hard time getting out of when you get into it? That is so pleasingly accurate.
It came up during the mailbag, and then poof, I was I couldn't help myself. Okay, finally,
yes,
we're running out of show, and I want to get to our boy.
There's so much to get to.
Plenty.
So much.
Our
to
boy,
get
do you have the wedding music in the background so we can? Our boy is taking the plunge, Rob.
Woo! Get you some He's wedding music.
Hopefully, plunge. Once. I mean, just once.
Well, this is the first of many. We hope
in 3 days,
well, every 5 years,
Shannon is going to be Mrs. Oscar Santana.
Will she take
Mrs.
your name?
Shannon
She's taking
Santana.
The name.
Oh, that's great.
It's part of the prenup.
Shannon Ceballos. and so,
by the way, I've gotten more hate mail on the prenup than I have in my entire
you
career.
You should see Maddie. Every time you say prenup, I look over and she's just dying over there.
Well, I will take a stand for you.
Thank you.
I have a prenup.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a prenup after two other marriages. So
it's a postnup, right?
I just signed a postnup.
No, it was a pre. It was a pre.
Oh, your other marriages were.
No, my other marriages were.
No prenup?
My other marriages were screwn ups.
Did you know you could get a postnup? I didn't know that.
I made a joke. What is a postnup?
It's essentially a prenup, but after you get married.
But how do you have any leverage then?
Well, that's the.
You got to trick them.
That's how you get boned.
Trick them.
Trick them into signing.
You have to
All
trick them.
Right, I'm going
to
break this into two parts.
Trick them? This is what's best for you, baby.
In this section, I want the details as far as everything's going. And then in part two, we will peel back the onion. We will get to the inner cookie of Oscar Santana to find out where his emotional well-being is now. But as far as the nuts and bolts, what's happening now? Are all the details? Any more fights between maids of honor, bridesmaids, family members? How's everything going?
How are the arrangements going?
I'm getting fleeced by some vendors. Last minute.
Anyone you want to mention?
No, I don't want to. I will name names. If this continues to go down this road, but last minute $800 more, last minute $400 more, last minute $600 more.
Ooh, he's starting to talk like O'Reilly.
You know, the thing is, trust me, post-wedding, we will probably get a little more information.
Detail, yes.
On this. But so they're all kind of...
there are stairs to get there. We can't use the elevator at this time. That's $800 load-in fee. What? No! There's a handful of stairs. Walk it up. Right?
Yeah. What are they carrying up these steps?
Who knows, man?
I'm just wondering if it's food.
It's food.
Okay.
Leave some empanadas on the landing. They'll pick them up there.
It's a giant cake, and a lady's going to come out and go, like, Bavani.
Mike, we got it.
I saw that movie in 1962, Leave the Empanadas on the Landing, with Terry Thomas and Doris Day.
We got a Tres Leches cake from Costco.
Three milks.
Look at that. You can't go wrong there.
Mm-hmm.
Took a page out of Jimmy Cerito's playbook.
That's your cake?
No,
that's
one of the cakes. One of the cakes.
That's not your wedding.
That's not our wedding cake. No.
Do you have a tiered wedding cake?
I don't even know about the wedding cake. You know what I know is that Todd's lovely girlfriend made our wedding cake.
Oh, Marissa did?
Yes.
Oh, that's
really?
Nice.
Yes. Is that the business she's in?
That's her business.
She do it on the side?
That's her business. That's a little side.
Is it beautiful?
I bet it's gorgeous.
The second layer is made of collagen and chicken feet.
It's a non-fluoride. Worldwide wedding cake.
The wedding show.
The wedding show.
The entire Santana clan from Boston, Florida, everyone is arriving at 1 p.m. today at National Airport.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And wow. All of them asked me to pick them up, and I said, I can't do it because my car is too small for all of you.
Make a couple trips.
A couple trips to Olney and back? No.
Will anybody be staying in your place?
No. No one even asked because they've seen it. And Rob and Pony have as well. You wouldn't want to stay there.
Will you be vacating the premises the night before the wedding, or will you be staying at your place?
I will be staying at my place. Shannon will be staying at the hotel.
That's good. That's excellent.
Will you be doing anything after the rehearsal dinner?
There is no rehearsal dinner because we're cheap.
Okay, so you're what? Not. So what are your plans going to be?
When
Friday
we're talking about no frills and responsibility, there's nothing.
But there's got to be at least a get together.
There is nothing except for come on, swing by the old Papa Santana's if you want.
Wow.
Oh, you mean yes. So only?
Yeah, but there's no spread or buffet. My brother called me twice. He's like, "Where's the rehearsal dinner?" I said, "Let me ask Shannon." And she goes, "We're not doing a rehearsal dinner." I said, "Well, I guess when you're cheap, that's what happens."
Yeah, they better rehearse being
and
hungry.
Then he said, "Where's the after wedding brunch on Sunday?" And I said, "Let me ask Shannon." She goes, "There is no after wedding brunch on Sunday." And I said, "I guess when you're cheap, that's what happens."
Well, you can pick a restaurant and everybody can get there.
Well, you know what my brother said? He said, "No worries, man. Why don't we just do an impromptu? Come on by the hotel lobby if you want. That's good.
Well,
I'll be down there having breakfast."
Yeah, go down to the hotel.
Get the squared
bar.
Eggs.
I mean, the hotel restaurant. Yeah, yes. We'll do it that
Bring
way.
A credit
That'd
card.
Awesome.
There was regret, though, when all of those conversations were being had. I was like, maybe I should have been a little more involved.
That's a good time to break because we're going to come back and get inside your head because in 3 days, the Bachelor of Bachelors is going to no longer be a bachelor. We will take a break.
No more pump and dumps. No more stoke and poke. Yeah.
Put all your diaphragms at half mast, ladies.
Just a tip, just for a little bit.
We'll take a break. Be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, good promo for now.
Hello, boys. It's me, Shannon. You know, the Oscar Santana scholarship winner. Oscar just gave me another pep talk about how I need to start pulling my weight. So I'm going to help out by promoting Tech 411. It's amazing. Oscar is out right now with his Tech 411 co-host and best friend, Todd Moore. Todd's probably surfing the back plane of a router, if you catch my meaning. Anyway, tune in to Tech 411 on More Broadcasting so Oscar can become a big success and I can keep milking him dry. Buy a master's degree.
That's a favorite. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're buying a house, you probably don't know what you're doing, but no offense, it's a tricky thing to do. How about getting somebody who understands what's going on? How about Cornerstone First Financial? They know what's going on. They're going to be able to get you through the financing process quickly and easily. Right now, interest rates are low, low, low. How low can you go to be in the net? So now's the time to click in before they go up again. Be like listener Maureen Knight when she refinanced. Cornerstone got the lender to pay the closing costs. That's a good thing. So she spent zero out of pocket. Plus, they helped her save a ton on her homeowner's insurance. Click their banner on our website or call cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, just like Maureen Knight did. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call them 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Good guys.
We're talking with Oscar about this is one of those weeks where there's so much show, it's tough to get it all in there, but it's 3 days. You're no longer going to be. You are one of the longest serving bachelors that I have ever had the pleasure of being friends with, and you are.
I did it my way, Mike.
Take the plunge.
Blue eyes.
Where's the psyche now? Where is your head at? Tell me all about it.
I have a spreadsheet at home of the running tally of the cost of the matrimony and where the dollars are going.
Wow. Yes.
I have a running tally of people that have asked me for things that shouldn't be asking me for things. I have, I'll name names after the wedding, people that made it all about them and not about us.
Okay,
I'm sorry
about
that.
This is something to look forward to.
Yes. and
By the way, you're not taking a honeymoon, so you're going to be back on the show.
I'm back on Monday.
So yeah. We're going to get, this is very rare. Most people, traditionally, they will take their honeymoon and jet off to wherever they're going. Oscar's delaying that. And
well, Oscar is taking a honeymoon from noon till 5 on Sunday.
But I'll look forward to hearing, because this is going to be so fresh from the groom. I'm already looking forward to Monday's show to find out what's going on. So you're mentioning the cost, the nuts and bolts. I want to.
Well, that's top of mind, because that's all. If I showed you my last 20 calls, that's all it's about.
But let me clear the decks on that.
Yes.
And I want to get into the inner cookie here.
Okay.
The Oscar Santana that I am going to be a married man. How do you feel about that? Because you have postponed this
forever,
for quite some time. And, you know, in my day, look, I'm not proud necessarily of the fact that I stampeded to marriage after marriage. But the fact is that I finally got it right. But you have waited, my boy. You have waited. And now you're going to be taking the plunge. And I'm curious as to whether the anxiety, which we all feel when we get married for the first time, is within you.
I think that's a great question. I think that the idea of being almost 40 and not being married is generational, because as far as my set of friends, most of them are either just got married or they're just thinking about getting married.
Something out to you, though. It's important to point out, because I've been to a Big O and Duke's audience show. That is not normal. Okay. It's not generational. I've seen those boys.
Todd's not married.
Todd does not sit in the audience of the
Michael
Big O.
Michael Corleone's not married.
I'm talking about that band of rogues that go to your live shows, that go on vacation with Chad in the Outer Banks, that sit down there at 60 years old.
Chad has got married like 5 years ago, it feels like.
I'm not talking about Chad. I'm talking about the audience.
The Rogues Gallery. How old for your first marriage?
About 25.
Yeah, me too. 25. It's about right.
25.
Your insurance goes down, you get married. Mm.
I think that I know you like to say that it's like everybody in your generation. It's your circle.
Pony, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Yeah, he's not even dating right now. He's not even dating. Like, he doesn't care.
Yeah, that's like complaining
on a too much sniff. Work.
But that's like complaining that a car doesn't have an orange juicer.
Yeah,
it's just not
me.
Compatible.
Did you? Speaking of your other radio partner, Chad.
Yes.
When Chad got married, did you feel at that point, because you were with Shannon at that point?
Yes.
Did you feel at that point the pressure ratcheted up at all?
No, I didn't. I have to be. If I'm being completely transparent, I didn't know if I ever wanted to get married. Like, I knew.
I knew
that it was something I would consider if I found the right person. But, and look, it also may be this industry. Essentially, when you're in this business, you're moving around so much, you never get a chance. Well, at least for me, I never really, even when I had a long-term girlfriend, let's say in Phoenix. Well, as soon as I moved, that was over, right? So it's just a different type of life.
She knows it's over, right? This one in Phoenix?
Yes.
You told her?
She wasn't very happy.
By the way, now you move again, and now she comes with you.
Yeah.
Those are the rules.
And also, Oscar, is any part of it, as you were gearing up to whether or not you would ever be married, one of your personality traits, you are a contrarian. And getting married is usual. That's what people do. Were you sort of put off by it because that's what everyone does?
No.
The rebel, Rob. The rebel.
He's the rebel.
No, I thought everyone I saw that was married young looked miserable. Like, around me. They didn't look happy. They just
always
didn't.
Thought I hit it.
They didn't look happy. They were complaining all the time. And I think I probably...
Mine were great.
And even my friends that got married when they were younger.
Yeah.
They said, wait as long as you can.
I agree.
I'm prepared.
I would tell my son that. I would say, I wouldn't say wait as long as you can, but I would say don't rush into it.
No hurry. There's no hurry, certainly.
Yeah, and my end.
I don't talk about this a lot. I got a daughter now that's got a pretty heavy-duty relationship.
Really?
The actress. Yes, she's she's with a guy, and
Is he an actor?
No, he's a guy that's an educated guy, and I have not had the pleasure yet. I'm desperately trying to get them to come down and so I can eyeball this guy.
I
want to have the Don Corleone meeting with him.
Yes.
Stroking a cat.
Let's talk about dual income.
My advice will be, kids, you got all the time in the world. Take all the time you need. That's what
And my brother got married later in life, and he had his first kid later in life. So the example that was set for me It was pretty clear. Do what you want to do when you're ready to do it, right?
I guess the here's the million-dollar question. This is the last question I'll ask you about this.
Thank you.
At least for now. Tomorrow's another show.
It is.
But I will say this. Do you? Is there any last-minute cold feet situation here? Like where you want to run?
The only thing that has
hamina. Well,
I don't know what I'm going to write for my vows.
That's not the question. Do you have any cold feet?
No, I don't have any cold feet.
Are you going to come to me tomorrow?
I'm also the one that went to Shannon and said, let's do this 2 years ago at the courthouse. Let's just get it over
with. Okay, so you're ready.
Yes.
You're ready and you feel like this is the time is right.
The only thing that's not ready is my dress shirt, which is a little snug still.
Well, suck in your gut.
You want me to blast out some vows for you this afternoon?
Well, I was going to ask, we should do a group vow configuration, and I'll just talk about it. I'll read it off of paper.
Like a Mad Lib?
Yes.
Can we do that game where we go around in a circle and we just say one word at a time and complete a sentence?
I
love
you,
Shannon.
So. Okay.
Pony, you ruined it.
Well, Monday,
I hope your wedding goes that well.
Thank you.
I want a full update on Monday. Man. I want to know exactly what happened, and I want to know all those vendors' names. I want names. I want managers. I want waiters, waitresses. I want everybody. I want yoga students. I want
$50 and up late. Out of the blue.
Really?
If you would really like us to dress it up, what about some up lighting?
Man.
And by the way, you were unclear. You don't want it to look like S? Okay.
Birth, marriage, death. Money all the time.
That's
the human condition. Money, money, money. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, did you know that there are people in TMOS Nation that take and don't support the funny?
Pimps, addicts, thieves, bums, winos, girls who can't keep an address, and men who don't care.
Whoa, Joe, take it easy. I'm talking about those who haven't gotten a bonus show subscription yet.
Liars, cheats, con men. The class of Skid Row.
All right, I get it. But it has Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony in an extra uncensored hour of funny each week for less than 5 cents a show.
All of a sudden, there isn't a straight man in the crowd. Everybody's a comedian.
So do your part and become a proud 2%er and keep that funny train rolling.
It's not perfect, but it's a great deal better than when we grew up.
Get your subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thank you, Jack Webb. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by 5-4 Club. Mm. Looking good doesn't need to cost a fortune. What a wonderful company this is. 5-4 Club, they are revolutionizing the way men shop. Each month, they're going to send you a curated box of 2 to 3 items that are handpicked to match the current season and your style. They've been helping men with fashion for over 15 years, and they ship to over, get this, 100,000 men every single month.
Wow.
They know what they're doing, so if you don't, that's okay. 5-4 Club will help you build your wardrobe 1 month at a time, which is important because when you look good, you feel good. That's a fact, Jack. You get $120 worth of clothes. You get it for just $60 a month. Plus, you can pause or cancel anytime with no commitments. And as a 5-4 Club member, you'll also receive up to 50% off items in their online shop and access to exclusive members-only items, free shipping, and size exchanges. Go to 5-4club.com right now.
Hold it. I'm drawing out my day. When?
And enter promo code TMOS, and they'll give you 50% off your first month's package, plus a free pair of sunglasses. 50% off your first package at 5-4 Club, spelled FIVEFOUR Club.com, promo code TMOS. 5-4club.com, promo code TMOS.
News.
Yes, I do.
Gotham.
Please get a job. It pays well.
What are you doing? Thank you.
Hit the wrong button. The inevitable movie about Hugh Hefner's life is already in the works, and it already has its star, Jared Leto.
Oh, hey! Yeah.
I went to school with him.
Your guy, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, not really.
Rob didn't know him.
No, he was too cool for me.
Too cool for all of us.
Did you meet him?
He might remember me because we had a class or two together.
There is no chance.
7th or 8th grade at Longfellow Intermediate. Hey, you can help me straighten out my Longfellow.
Hey, Judge.
But one thing that's very cool is that after he hit it big, he went back to McLean and bought his childhood home quietly and under the radar just so he could own it.
That's sweet.
It's very neat, yeah.
Does he ever live in it?
I don't know if he ever comes to McLean. He's got that band. What's his Dogstar?
Dogstar? No, that's Keanu Reeves.
What's the name of his band?
30 Seconds to Mars.
That's it. That's the one.
Director Brett Ratner bought the rights to the movie in 2015.
Hey,
and Leto swooped in immediately. Ratner says, quote, "Jared is an old friend. When I heard I got the rights, he told me I want to play him. I want to understand him, and I really believe Jared can do it. He's one of the great actors of today. It's true, Leto is a fantastic actor, but there was a time when Robert Downey Jr. was in line to play Hef, and that would have been amazing, too. Meanwhile, yes. Hef's death certificate was released yesterday. Immediate cause of death, cardiac arrest, but he also suffered from respiratory failure, blood poisoning, and E. coli were on the
really?
Death certificate as well. So I don't know,
you know
what happened with that.
Who would be really good in that movie is Chrissy Metz.
Thank you, Rob. All right. I didn't watch it yet. I haven't watched it.
No, I have it. I was at Bingo last night.
Bingo?
All right. Please send me a note.
Right. Oh, it's all part of a magical, long story in the bonus show. You'll hear it. It's a wonderful
it's a bonus
two-parter.
Show this week.
It's a two-parter. It's pretty great.
Oh, you're taking that for yourself. Anyway, all right. Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones. This is a fun story. They played the Riddler and Two-Face in Batman Forever. You probably remember that.
Yeah.
I watched that Batman. I haven't watched all the Batmans, but I watched that one. Well, Tommy did not enjoy the experience. Jim explained this to Norm Macdonald on his YouTube thing. Jim was in a restaurant. The world.
Clackety lackety.
Jim was in a restaurant around the time they were shooting the movie, and he saw Tommy Lee there. And Jim walks up and says, "Hey, Tommy, how you doing?" And the blood, he says, this is a quote from Jim Carrey. "I went over and said, 'Hey, Tommy, how are you doing?' And the blood just drained from his face."
Oh, no.
He got up shaking. He must have been in mid-kill me fantasy or something like that. He went to hug me, and he said, "I hate you. I really don't like you." And I said, "What's the problem?" And I pulled up a chair, which probably wasn't smart. And he said, "I cannot sanction your buffoonery."
Oh, my God. What?
He's a very brilliant man, Tommy Lee.
Buffoonery.
Very well educated. I can't. Can you hear that? I can hear those words.
I can. Yes.
I cannot sanction your buffoonery.
He was, for one thing, he was miscast as Two-Face. And so he probably was uncomfortable on set anyway. And then when he sees him, that's unsanctioned buffoonery.
Norm said he thought Tommy may have been frustrated by all the attention Jim commands, but Jim said, quote, "He might have been uncomfortable doing that work too, just like you said."
Yeah.
That's not really his style. He added, quote, "He's a phenomenal actor though. I still love him, but that is just funny. I hear he's prickly." Of course he's prickly.
Yeah.
He's Tommy Lee, you know? Here's another movie trivia thing. I love these stories. In the age old question, in Titanic, Kate Winslet and Leo DiCaprio, did they get it on? Did they have a thing for each other? She goes on TV on a British talk show and says, "I think for Leo it was 7 months of very intense work. We were both really very young, and luckily this was the fortunate thing," she says, "we never fancied each other, so they didn't get it on." She says, "I know that's really annoying to hear. Sorry, we really never did it. So it did mean that we were able to have this teasing thing with each other, which we still do. So it's really amazing." So she indicates that the work they did was good because they didn't have that thing. They
but
could tease each other and do that.
Leo did Gloria Stewart.
Whoa.
That's the old lady on the Titanic. You're so gross. That is so, where did that come from? It's not the bonus show. Yeah. Hey, gang, it's the Money Man. It's National Taco Day.
Yay! Yay!
Here are the statistics. More than 95% of Americans say they like tacos. Duh. Thank you. That might make them the most unifying force in the entire country.
Here's I don't want to answer no questions about politics, but if you call me, I would like to weigh in on how I like tacos. I like
By the
them.
Way, part of that other 5% that doesn't like the tacos was Tommy Lee saying, "I don't sanction your buffoonery."
Taco buffoonery.
Number two, 76% of us eat tacos at least once every few weeks. What do you mean? What? Well, how scientific is that? Once every few weeks. What's few?
That's
I don't
true.
Like this. Number three, the most popular taco filling. Does anyone know?
Oh, God. Cheese.
I would say lettuce.
No. Brown beef.
Pony's close. Carne asada.
Ooh, that would be amazing.
That's steak if you only speak gringo.
I bet Tommy Lee Jones hates it.
I don't sanction this carne asada. The rest of the five most popular, barbacoa. Chicken, pork, chorizo, pork sausage, and veggies or something.
But what
and
about ground beef?
That's, I think that's a staple. That is a staple.
Yeah.
72% prefer tacos over burritos. So there it is. There you go.
Why do we have to choose?
I don't know. The New York Post. Oh, let me do this. Thank you. I'm obsessive compulsive too. The New York Post staff just published an editorial saying that adults need to stop wearing costumes on Halloween.
Boo!
Here,
boo!
Here. Here, here.
Boo!
Stupid holiday. Boo!
Here's the quote. We're not saying you can't get into the spirit, dress up your house, concoct a Halloween-themed dessert, or buy a pumpkin. Then stop. Give it a break. Give the holiday back to the children. Grow up.
Lazy. Unfun.
Not lazy. No, it's dangerous.
Curmudgeon-y.
This is
buffoonery.
What about the people that you have to put up a sign at your bank? Please don't wear masks into our bank on the 31st of October.
People
are idiots. They don't think, you don't want to dress up for Halloween.
Why wouldn't you if you had somewhere to go to, a fun party, or you go with your friends?
Yes. No, I don't like Halloween. It's a dumb holiday.
You've dressed up as Amy Winehouse for our Boo Bash years ago. You look great and people celebrated you. Oh, you love that.
Nice legs.
About half of adults say they're planning on dressing up this year.
Will you?
I don't know whether we're going to the same party that we went to. I may. If I'm going to a costume party, I'll dress up.
I'm
going to
put on a sport jacket and say I'm Toby from This Is Us.
Okay. See, that would work.
That works for me.
More like a turtleneck.
Now, a little something, something. Someone in La Crosse, Wisconsin called 911 at 3:25 a.m. on Monday. You know nothing's going to be good at that time. Well, she'd been awakened by loud sex noises coming from a car parked in front of her house. Well, the cops arrived, walked up to the gold Pontiac Grand Am.
Great car.
And they noticed that the windows were fogged up and the car was a-rockin'. Well, then the cop broke one of society's unwritten laws by going and knocking anyway. 21-year-old Bailey Putt-Kemery and 20-year-old Emily Scott didn't stop. The cop waited 5 minutes, but when they were still going at it inside the car, he finally shined his flashlight in and told him to get out. The dude was turbo angry. Screamed at the officers, said that they were C-blocking him and giving him blue, you know what.
Yes.
Well, because of the reaction, they were both arrested for being lewd. And of course, they were both found guilty for being brilliant. Oh, love America. We'll take a break, come back with the audio vault. You got little sounds for us?
Tiny little sweet sounds. They're so tender this time of year.
We'll be right back. Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Jim Hunter. Jim is the morning news guy and wacky sidekick on the Captain Steve Platter Patrol morning show. He also is the afternoon DJ on 99+ KFMH Pirate Radio. His silky warm voice and pleasant on-air demeanor have made him a radio favorite for years. And ladies, he's single. But best of all, he's a big part of the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Jim, and thank you, KCJJ. You're the best.
1630 KCJJ.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Shopping Amazon through our website. It's a hot, sexy new trend. All the cool kids are doing it. Cool kids like Laura T. Howard. She bought a new telephone machine for her ancient landline, antlers for her dog. And not sure if they're for wearing or chewing. Terry Tim Lettich bought a milk frother.
Frother.
Oh, frother.
Yes.
What the hell's a milk frother?
Well, do you ever like frothy milk?
Then you wouldn't know.
You need it on like a latte.
Yeah, latte.
A milk frother.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yay.
Breast milk works as well.
Christopher Brady purchased 2 tubs of Roots Paleo Protein Superfood. He's keeping it tight. And Sonia Ferraro bought a car dash cam because a-holes keep dinging her doors. From now on, the speed of justice shall be swift. Amazon.com. Do it through our portal. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to this show. Do your shopping at Amazon, and please access it via TMOS. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. Let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, October 4, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
This tape has layers. For one thing, Tom Brokaw sounds as bad as he's ever sounded. But also, there's the awkward thing. He was on the Megyn Kelly show yesterday, and she's doing great. She's done almost 3 shows without causing trouble. But wow. Yesterday, she's only in her second week.
I know.
she really, the way it comes off on television, and there's two sides to this, is that she was extraordinarily dismissive and rude to Tom Brokaw. And now Tom Brokaw has come to her defense.
What is her problem?
He has come to the defense saying that his hearing aid needed a tune-up and the acoustics in the studio were bad. But this is really the dean of television news that's alive right now, and she looks really bad based on this tape.
If you're running against the NRA in a lot of the Western congressional districts, for example, you're portrayed as a traitor to America. You know, you're not in favor of having people who have weapons, and that's after all how the country started. We're a long way away from that Second Amendment, which we said that a well-regulated militia is important to our country.
Thank you to our entire panel.
I think we have to step up.
We're up against a hard break. Apologies, Tom broke out. Sorry, they're wrapping me hard because we got a heartbreak coming up. But listen, this debate will not end now.
But
that's not her fault.
It's not
her fault. I'm not going to throw her under the bus when she's being unjustly thrown under the bus. She's getting somebody screaming in her IFB that they've got to go to break. She's on a hard break, and that's TV. I mean, that's what we have the luxury of doing a lot of stuff in post. But
still feels awkward, though. Still feels awkward.
But still, I'm not blaming. I will blame her for everything, but it was not. It just, I get it when she's being screamed at. I mean, that's a tough position for all TV people when they have to cut people off. I'd like to know more before I do that. But he does.
Where was Tom?
Yeah. Tom was in the same studio, but the other side of the room.
The acoustics were horrible.
Yeah, I mean,
they were terrible.
Right? He could not hear her, and he said that.
I don't understand, man.
Yeah.
Is it a? Well, if you're running against the NRA,
Tom, you're gonna have to stop, Tom.
What I realized,
Tom, you're gonna have to. You're yelling in my ear, Tom.
I want to kiss you.
All right.
Pull the Joe name.
You're beautiful.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part. You know what? We should have that on the show. Let me play that on the show tomorrow. I want to hear
Please
that again.
Do.
That yeah, I like Joe greatest. Namath.
Joe Namath drunk with Susie Colbert, who's kicking ass on Monday Night Football. I mean, she's all over the place.
Always fun.
I think she's terrific. You know? I want to kiss you.
Always fun when Arnold Schwarzenegger comes to D.C., and he was in town yesterday talking about gerrymandering, which is the redistricting of voting districts to give people to advantage in the elections. Funny to hear him talk. Funny to hear him say the word gerrymandering.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
He's really upbeat, Arnold.
Hello, everybody. You have to get the cheerleaders. Get the cheerleaders here. Hi, everybody. I'm happy, Arnold.
I want to kiss you. Yeah!
I want to kiss you, Joey Mandarin. Hello, everybody. It's wonderful to be here in Washington. And I'm looking at the building. I'm talking about Congress now. They have an approval rating of 16%. Herpes and colonoscopies are more popular than Congress. You know, it's a system where the politicians are picking the voters rather than the voters picking the politicians. So I say it is time to say hasta la vista to gerrymandering. And it is time to terminate gerrymandering. Thank you very much.
I love him.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hello, everybody.
How are you doing today? Hasta la vista
Let's
to
do
the big
push-ups.
Arnold.
I watch Jeopardy occasionally. There's a guy kicking ass this week. His name is Austin Rogers, and not only is he
not
smart,
right?
Well, no, they're never right.
Yeah, but look. When you win $65,000, you know, and you're like your second day, and they show the guy. I swear to God, I have to do it visually.
Okay,
because I watched it too, Rob. I watched it too. You won your 2-day total $65,000. The guy goes. It's like that's a joyful moment. You're not
do you remember when
shifty eyed and nervous when that happened?
Do you remember no fly list somewhere?
Well, do you remember when Chris Madzik, our production director at Stimpy, used to do Bill, the character that Mickey Rooney played in the TV movie, where he would be quiet and just make his eyes go back and forth?
Yeah,
that's what it reminds.
Eye.
Yeah, it's nervous.
Just shifty eye. The guy doesn't get excited. It's weird.
But last night he did something that I love. Gutsy play. He had $35,000 when going into Final Jeopardy. He bet $34,000.
Oh my God!
He's up to over $250,000, and apparently he doesn't like the band The Eagles.
In 1977, this band topped the charts, singing "You can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave." Austin,
who are the Eagles?
Yes. You don't like the Eagles? All right. two dislikes in one show.
You don't like him.
Very strange.
Odd
very,
fella.
Very strange.
A lot of money.
If I say to you, Mike, Chuck Lowe, does Chuck Lowe, does that name mean anything to you?
Rob's brother?
No, it's L-O-W, no E. He used to be Robert De Niro's landlord before he became an actor, and he passed yesterday at the age of 89. He played Maury, the owner of Maury's Wigs, in Goodfellas.
Don't buy wigs that come off at the wrong time. Maury's wigs don't come off! Even underwater. And remember, Maury's wigs are tested against hurricane winds.
Henry, you're a good kid. I've been good to you, you've been good to me, but there's something quite unreasonable going on here. Jimmy's being unconscionable.
Not all the way.
Okay, no, give him 8-5 on Cleveland. Look, look. I never had to pay the vigorous debt he demands. Am I something special? What am I, a schmuck on wheels?
Maury, please. You know Jimmy, you borrowed his money. Pay him.
I didn't agree to 3 points above the vig. What am I, nuts?
What are you going
to
do?
Come on.
You're going to fight with Jimmy Conway? He wants his money. Give him his money and let us just get the out of here.
Hey,
I won't. A spoiler alert if you've never seen Goodfellas. His wig ends up falling off.
Hurricane they wins. Got Danish. They got Danish there.
So that's safe the home. Safe home, Chuck Lowe. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks, people, for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And we normally do it on Tuesday, but we've been all over the place this week. Our mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.